Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Sunday. I'm in the building, giving it up to the one that I love most of all. You already know how we do. Welcome to my world of dreams.
Two fun.
Welcome to my world of green. I just wanted to come in and say a little prayer to start the show. Tonight we're going to be doing Psalm 20 and 21, so get your Bibles ready. Good evening, God. Bow your head. We're going to say a prayer. Good evening, God, and thank you for showing me how faithful you truly are. Thank you for turning the earth and lightening our way day after day. Thanks for helping me to stop rising with good. It's more than already, but rather good evening to a gracious new day. That's what I have to say, good evening. I might not always wake with energy, and sometimes I'm empty of hope, but I have every morning to remind me that you're more powerful than my calendar, more precious than my list, more valuable than my possessions. Whatever the weather today, whatever or not, I can even see the sun shining. Help me to rise in love with you. Tonight I noticed the miracle of another nightfall without fail, because you made this day, this night, I will rejoice to be glad. Lord, I'm so lucky to have clean running water. Even better, you are my living water. As I shower or bathe today, or while I get ready, will you cleanse my heart and my soul and my mind? Whatever I've done to hurt anyone, however I've idols in place of you, forgive me. Knock down my idols and reveal the places where I need your healing. Prompt me to make amends or let go of hurts. Cleanse me of all emotions that block my relationships with you and others. Refresh my spirit and open my eyes to your will today. In your mighty name, amen. We'll be back.
the hem of his garment.
Thus, we are back. Welcome back. I want to do Psalm 20. Bow your heads. Read your Bible. May the Lord answer when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept all your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. May we shout for joy over your victory and lift our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now this I know, the Lord gives victory to his anointed. He answers him from his heavenly sanctuary with the victorious power of his right hand. Some trust in the chariots and some in the horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, our God. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. Lord, give the victory to the king. Answer us when we call. And that was Psalm 20. This is Psalm 21. The king rejoices in the strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire. We have not withheld the request of his lips. You come to greet with rich blessings.
and placed a crown of purge gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him. Length of the days, forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, the glory is great. You have bestowed him splendor and majesty and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up with his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy from the earth their prosperity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with the drawn bow. We exulted in strength, Lord. We will sing praise your might. Amen. And then we're going to go into a little sermon. We got about 20 minutes left to the show. We'll be back.
When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. I feel all right, y'all. Won't the Lord do it? Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he give you joy and sorrow? Won't he give you hope for tomorrow? Won't he dry your tears? Won't he? Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Somebody scream. Somebody shout. Because he's able to pick you up. I know I'm qualified. Infection on my throat. Got down in my colon. Got in my inner ear. Couldn't even walk for myself. Couldn't even stand up by myself. Couldn't put no food in my stomach. But look at me today. I came to tell somebody I'm qualified. Not because I'm your pastor. Not because I have my doctorate. Not because my name is McKissick. But when I was sick, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Somebody say it. I see you in the spirit, but the devil is a lie. I'm talking to some prayer warriors. You've been praying, but look like ain't nothing happened. But the devil is a lie. You got to keep on praying. Pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Because just when you think not, God is saying, now I'm ready. Because the Bible is right. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. It's morning time. Are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for your anointing? Are you ready for your healing? Are you ready for your breakthrough? I wish I had some help here. Grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, I feel you. I know it's been rough, but the devil is alive. I got your hand, and God told me to go to the next level. And because I got your hand, I got to take you with me. Now say, come on, let's go to the next level. Yeah, hallelujah. I know that God's going to do it. God's going to take you there. This is your year. This is your time. You're a giant killer. God is with you. Come on, Goliath. You come with me with sword in hand, with spear in hand, with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of my Prince of Peace, in the name of my healer, in the name of my deliverer, in the name of my way maker, in the name of my burden bearer, in the name of my problem solver, in the name of my doctor, in the name of my lawyer, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, I got the victory. I'm walking in victory. I'm talking in victory. I'm moving in the anointing. Yes, I am. Anybody know you got it? Anybody know you got it? Tell three people I got it. I got it. I got it. And say, neighbor, the giant is charging you. He's coming at you. He's coming at you. He's relentless. But stand your ground. Don't go nowhere. Stand right there. God will give you the victory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Oh, glory. I got the victory. I got it right now. I'm going up in the name of the Lord. I'm not running, but I'm standing my ground. I'm going up in the name of the Father. I'm going up in the name of the Son. I'm fighting in the name of the Holy Ghost. When I let this rock go, devil, you falling. Diabetes, you falling. Cancer, you're falling. Depression, you're falling. Stress, you're falling. You just ain't gonna fall. But I'm gonna step on you. I'm gonna hold you down. I'm gonna praise on you. I'm gonna shout on you. I dare you to grab somebody. Say, come on out of there. You can't fight being depressed. You can't fight being doubtful. But come on. Let's go. Say, where you going? Say, we're going to the next level. Yeah. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. I got the victory on Wednesday night. I got the victory on Wednesday night. I got the victory. Anybody got the victory? Anybody got the victory? Anybody got the victory? Oh! I tell you to tell somebody, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Put your arm around somebody and say, hang on in there. Just a little while longer. God will deliver. Oh, hang on in there. Oh, hang on in there. Oh, 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 hang on. Oh, hang on. I dare you to tell somebody, hang on. Hang on. Oh, hang on. Oh, hang on. God have mercy. You gotta hang on in there. God will
deliver. Anybody know God will? Anybody believe God will? I want you to hug somebody and tell them God will. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Oh! Ground. You ought to tell somebody, it may not take all of that for you, but you speak for yourself. It takes all of that for me. He's done so much. He's done so much. He's been so good that I've got to praise his name. He's opened so many doors. I've got to tell God, thank you. You don't mind if I talk about him, do you? You don't mind if I mention his name, do you? He's been so good to me that every time I stand up to preach, I gotta call his name. You don't mind if I go through it, do you? He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He's a friend when you're friendless. Bread when you're hungry. He's water when you're thirsty. Y'all know him, don't you? He's God's only son. He's Mary's baby boy. He's James and Jude's older brother. He's Matthew's king. He's Mark's suffering servant. He's Luke's great physician. He's John's word made flesh. He's Acts coming of the Holy Ghost. He's the only begotten of the Father. He's the blessed and the only potentate. He's the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and the morning star. He's the rose of Sharon, distinctive in supernatural capacity, superlative in sovereign majesty, exclusive in spiritual beauty, radiant in eternal splendor, matchless in supernal deity. He's the God of gods. He's the Prince of princes. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the bright and the morning star. Is there anybody here who knows my Jesus? Is there anybody here who knows my Lord? If the Lord opened doors for you, come on, help me praise him. If the Lord made a way for you, and you don't mind lifting your hands, if the Lord brought you out, and you don't mind telling him thank you, why don't you tell him thank you? Thank you. 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 Thank you for my mother. Thank you for my father. Thank you for Jesus. One Friday, he died. Didn't he die? But Sunday morning, he arose. I know he's alright. I know he's alright. He walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own, and the joy, you don't mind if I tell my story, do you? The reason why I shout so much, the reason why I praise so much, is because 7 years ago, I was in the hospital, and the doctor said I would only live 2 hours, but here I am at the Church Without Walls, testifying, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Then the doctor said, if he lives, you're going to have to put him in a nursing home. He'll be a vegetable the rest of his life. But here I am in the pulpit at the Church Without Walls, clothed and in my right mind. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Why don't you grab somebody Why don't you encourage somebody? Tell them whatever you're going through, he's able. Whatever you are up against, he's able. He's able. He's able. I know he's all right.
Why don't you just hunt your neighbor and tell him, I just got to testify, I'm still here. Oh, come on. That was the wrong neighbor. Tell another neighbor on the other side, thank God I'm still here. The only reason I made it this far is because he's keeping me right now. The burden is heavy, but he's keeping me. There are tears in my eyes, but he's keeping me. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, but he's keeping me. I got a bad report from the doctor, but he's keeping me. My marriage is on the rocks, but the Lord is keeping me. Have I got a witness? I got one more word, and I'm letting you alone. The same God that keeps you from this time forth, the psalmist says he will keep you forevermore, which means whatever tomorrow is going to bring, I don't know what 2014 will hold, but I'm glad to report that whatever comes, the Lord will keep you forevermore. Have I got a witness? I'm sitting. I didn't mean to go that far. I just need to testify. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. Shake three people's hand and I'm quitting now. I just wanted you to help somebody. Look at somebody, shake their hand and just tell them, that's how I made it. Let that be your testimony. That's how I made it. Woo! That's how I made it. I've been leaning. Anybody can say that? Leaning. Leaning. Thank you, Jesus. Leaning. Leaning. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Subscribe to Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube. We post brand new content every week with powerful preaching from ministers and pastors all across the nation that seek to encourage people all over the world.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day. And it's dark in my heart and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I hurt, see I smile. I know God is working, so I smile, even though I've been it for a while.
what you do.
I'll smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you get down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.
Much for tuning in. We definitely appreciate you. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Real Talk with Dr. Divine Paladin. Blog Talk is acting right. We'll be on live and direct at 11, and we'll be over in Parville at 9:30, so don't miss it. Love, peace, and hair grease. God bless. Have a great week.